Today, millions of school children are staying home for the foreseeable future in an attempt to limit the spread of COVID-19. At least 12 states, including Alabama, Illinois, Louisiana, and Washington, have all ordered shutdowns. And yesterday, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that New York City public schools are closed effective today. Here in California, where my kids go to school, 51% of school districts are shut down, and that includes the nation's second largest school district, Los Angeles Unified Schools, where all 900 campuses are closed. Joining us now with more is Austin Buettner. He is superintendent of LA Schools, and welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Tanya.
So, Superintendent, you all decided to take this preventative step to close down for the next 2 weeks. The LA Teachers Union was calling for this last week, and I know there's so much to take into consideration here. What steps are you taking to support the students and teachers and parents and other employees during this closure?
Sure. Our focus at this time is really three things. The first is to provide continuity of learning for students. And we could talk more about that. The second is to make sure we're supporting our students and families most in need. And we want to make sure we also support our employees. We employ more than 75,000 people who help support their families. They're also the front line supporting our students. So all three of those, we're making our priorities at this time.
I can imagine that it takes a lot to build that continuity and curriculum for home learning. That's just a process just in itself.
Sure. And we started sort of from both ends. We started with those who were on a one-on-one plan with a classroom teacher. We have a platform Schoology. We will continue to do that work, distance learning of a sort. We started at the other end, recognizing we serve a very high needs population, more than a quarter of whom don't have access to the internet at home, one way, shape, or form. So we've created a partnership together with PBS where we have three channels of content, deep and rich, standards aligned content. One channel for K-3, one channel for middle school, one channel for high school, with great learning to be had, perhaps by the student together with a family member as a way to bond, as a way to maybe reduce some anxiety during this time of stress.
Sure. We're reading that of the nearly 700,000 LAUSD students, 80% rely on free or reduced lunches, and at least 18,000 are homeless. You've said food and other resources will still be available for that student population. Can you break down how that will work?
We need to continue to provide that social safety net for those students and families who are living in poverty, and also recognize that many students in our school system are children of hospital workers, of public safety personnel, of first responders. So we feel a responsibility to make sure those students are safe if we can help, to provide nutrition if we can help. And we're working feverishly with state and local authorities to be able to do that.
What safety precautions are being set up at these resource centers to make certain that the workers and students are limiting contact while they're also receiving those meals?
So separate the ability to provide a meal, which we can do in a grab-and-go sort of approach where the meals can be brought in, they can be pre-packaged, we can send an individual, a child, home with a couple meals for the day. We can do that quite safely with the help of Red Cross and others. We're not yet certain we can deliver on our goal, which is to also provide care for a child during the course of the day, because the protocols and advice from the CDC and state and local authorities is changing. So we're reviewing what we had put in place. We will not open those family resource centers unless we're convinced it will be safe for the adults and the children in those centers. Our goal had been Wednesday. We'll have more to share during the course of the day today and tomorrow as we review the further guidance from health authorities. But we're bounded by their expertise and what they tell us is safe and appropriate and how we do that.
Right, of course. What factors will you consider in the 2 weeks' time where these kids are out of school to reconsider opening? I know a lot of it has to do with what you just mentioned and taking the cue from medical professionals.
Yeah, so when we announced closure, we said for the next 2 weeks with more information to come. We did not establish a date certain to reopen. I don't know that we can do that accurately at this point in time. I don't have a crystal ball, so we're going to continue to listen carefully to the state and local health authorities. And we will not reopen our school campuses until we're convinced they're safe for not only our students, but our families, our staff, and visitors on those campuses.
What tips do you have for parents and caretakers as they go through this to help keep their children stay engaged but also safe?
So we are fortunate to have the support of our 75,000 employees to trying our best to support our students remotely. So we can connect them, we are, where we can model behavior about this is going to have to be a different normal for a while. One of the reasons we're proud of the work we're doing with PBS is a way to create a new normal in a home setting. So a student might finish their one-on-one learning or their unique assignment on Schoology and AP Calculus, but then sit down with a sibling or a family member and take in some other types of learning because it's going to be different. And we know for so many of our students and families, the school is the center of their life. We know the adults in school are mentors, counselors, friends, more than just teachers. So that disruption in their lives causes further anxiety. We're trying to do our best to make sure we can help be a source of information, be a source of clarity, and be a source of some normalcy by continuing to connect students and their families with the school community.
That's Austin Buettner, Superintendent of LA Schools. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.